Do we let him know we're aware that he made contact with Phillips? I'll decide when I hear what he's got to say for himself. Phillips, Telcam, and the whole shebang could easily have been a pile of hamburger by now, of course, but Osman still had to confirm that. I should be more upset about Phillips. I'm going to tell myself that the reason I'm not is because I believe he's alive. I'd hate to think I was that relaxed about losing a crew member. "Patch the Admiral through to my day cabin," she said, "and take us in close enough to monitor Sangelios." So much for transparency. She could have had the conversation on the bridge, but old habits took a while to die. With just 5 people and an AI rattling around a warship designed for hundreds, she didn't have an excuse. As she sat down at her desk and positioned herself in front of the screen, she found her mind suddenly full of all the things she chose not to know, and those she was happy not to be told, and wondered again if she'd be up to Perengoski's job when the day finally came. Her own personal file was sitting in the system, ready to tell her as much unhappy stuff about herself as Naomi had discovered about her own background. It wasn't so much gnawing at her as starting to nibble around the edges. Phillips. Don't forget this is about Phillips. Poor bastard. He didn't sign up for this. We've got to retrieve him.
Ready, BB?
She said. The screen came to life. A narrow frame showing a dimly lit corner of a warship that could have been any in the fleet. Perengoski was hunched over folded arms, frowning. "Hello, ma'am," Osman said. "I see Admiral Hood's been exerting the proverbial diplomatic pressure." "He still is. Vadam didn't dismiss him out of hand, either. You're standing off Sangelios now, yes?" "We're going to 500,000 clicks to do a survey orbit, in case we need to insert without permission." Perengoski didn't blink. "I've sent you all the intel we've collated since you lost contact with Phillips. We're pretty blind out there now. No Spencer, and no Covenant relays left to intercept. Almost makes you miss the war, doesn't it?" "That's top of the shopping list, then." Osman was getting a better picture day by day of the way Oni would have to adapt to the new galactic order. "The more fragmented things get, the more we need to expand our network of sources. Our only window on Sangelius at the moment is the Arbiter, and he says fighting's broken out in a number of cities. Perhaps it's best to suggest he's too busy to look for Phillips. It's fine by me. I'm not being callous. But it would be very useful to monitor the situation as well as finding the Professor. If this is the revolution, we don't want anyone winning outright after all." "When you say monitor, you mean hands-on assistance. I mean a route into both sides of the argument, but it might require more than just supplying hardware. Well, BB's trying to track down Telcam, so when that happens, I'll have a much clearer picture. Probably best to hold your position until Hood's satisfied that he's done all he can with the Arbiter." Perengoski glanced over her shoulder at something Osman couldn't see. "On a slightly different tack, the first opportunity I get, I'll be sending you some help. Would you like your Huragok back?"
"Adj? Oh, he'll be very handy. Thank you."
"Adj and a friend. Forerunner enriched. It's more than handy, Captain. I'm sending them to retrofit Stanley with completely accurate slipspace navigation and instant comms." Osman knew about the navigation refinements, but being able to communicate from slipspace was even better as far as she was concerned. "No more lobbing bottles over the side?"
"Just for the lucky few at the moment. All this is going to transform the battlefield."
Damn right it would. Warships would not only know exactly where they'd emerge and when, but they'd also arrive with the benefit of real-time information. It was like the invention of steam power and the radio all at once. Working with Huragok was something of a mystery to her, but it was worth the uncertainty. Rather like a birthday. I've never had one of those. Not a real one.
When the dust settles on the current task, I'll look forward to that.
Is everything all right, Seren?
There was no hiding anything from Parangoski. She was more than sharp. She was just like a mother, or what Osman imagined a mother would be.
We have a few issues, Mom,
Osman said.
The first of Halsey's chickens have come home to roost.
I had a feeling that would happen before too long.
You know what's in Naomi's file?
Of course.
Has Mike briefed you?
No. Well, that was something.
Her father's alive, living on Venezia, and Mike's keeping tabs on him.
Parangoski interrupted her before she had the chance to explain, as if she didn't want to be told the details.
Is this something you're happy to deal with on your own, or do you want me to get involved?
I'd like to be all grown up and try to resolve it myself.
Very well. I'm here when you need me. But it's not causing operational problems, is it?
No, not at all.
That's all I need to know. Unless there's anything else, stand by for an update on Hood.
Will do, Mom. Stanley out.
Osman sat back in the chair and rubbed her face slowly. Well, that hadn't been as painful as she'd expected. She trusted Parangoski, but she found herself still looking for the angle, looking for the right answer to a challenge she felt she'd just been set. Should she send a report? She only had a name at the moment, and Spencer had the situation under control for the time being.
I've been at this game too long for Parangoski to be testing me. She's just giving me space, letting me make my choices, because very soon I'm going to have to make them for Oni.
Oh, God.
Bibi appeared on her desk.
Not all bad news, then.
Great news.
The boys will enjoy having Adge back. Mal needs a pet.
Any luck with Tailcam?
I would have bragged about that right away. I'm still trying.
For the first time on this mission, Osman now had a clear order from above, to wait until Hood had exhausted all avenues with the Arbiter. The sublight drive sent a steady tremor through the deck as Stanley edged closer to Sangelius. The waiting wouldn't be wasted.
Hang in there, Evan. We are coming. And while you're at it, keep your mouth shut.
The radio cam was down, and BB might have been too damaged to use that nerve agent if the worst happened.